to ask you.
I was terribly sorry to hear about your cousins.
You said. Did you know them?
Not well. I used to see Patrick Crawley at the Odd Thing. I imagine it will mean some adjustments for you all. To lose two heirs in one night is terrible.
Indeed, it was terrible.
Awful. But then again, it's an ill wind. At least, Lady Mary's prospects must have rather improved.
Have they?
Haven't they?
I will not be coy and pretend I do not understand your meaning, though you seem very informed on this family's private affairs. But you ought perhaps to know that I do not intend to fight the entail, not any part of it.
You can't be serious.
It pains me to say it, but I am.
You'll give up your entire estate, your wife's money into the bargain, to a perfect stranger. You won't even put up a fight.
I hope he proves to be perfect, but I rather doubt it.
Huh. Very odd thing to joke about.
No odder than this conversation. So, there you have it. But Mary will still have her settlement, which you won't find ungenerous.
I'm sorry.
I only meant that her portion, when she marries, will be more than respectable. You'll be pleased, I promise you.
Oh, heavens. I hope I haven't given the wrong impression.
You know very well the
impression. My Lord Grantham.
Don't mind. My dear Lord Grantham, me. You knew what you were doing when you came here. You encouraged Mary, all of us, to think things...
Forgive me, but I came to express my sympathies and my friendship. Nothing more. Lady Mary is a charming person. Whoever marries her will be a lucky man. He will not, however, be me.
I see. And what was it you asked me to stay behind to hear?
I forget.